seated. Well, good morning again. Buenos dias. That means good morning in Spanish. But you already know that, so I got to come up with a harder phrase for that. Well, Jesus here promises his disciples that he will not leave them orphans, but he promised them that he will come to them as an advocate. And this is possible through the Spirit of Truth, which is the Holy Spirit. And the Greek word for advocate is parakletos, which means one who stands beside. That's what an advocate, parakletos, means, one who stands beside. So have you ever had someone serve as an advocate in your life? Someone who has perhaps come at your defense? Someone who has come for your support, at your aid? Well, for me, my mother comes to mind. She has been one of my biggest advocates. She has been a great supporter throughout my life. And so I wanted to mention her as it fits perfectly on Mother's Day. One of my earliest memories about her serving as my advocate was when I was in elementary. I was given a school project that took all week to get done, and I needed to turn this project the next day. I was tired and ready to give up. I had decided that I did my best and I just couldn't complete it, and I was okay with failing. So I got to a point of exhaustion. I was okay with failing. I was just tired. Well, my mom assured me that I could complete the project. She asked me to tell her in a calm way what I needed to get done and where was I stuck. Well, this project involved displaying images and adding a description on things. And at that time, everything was done in a typing writer. Believe it or not, I lived through that era before computers. I look young, but not that young. So I had to use a typing writer machine before computers came out. And so that night, I remember that she stood by my side. She helped me glue images. She helped me make sense of the description that I was writing that did not make sense. So she encouraged me. She helped me stay motivated and stayed really late that night. And I did complete it. I turned it in the next day. I just needed some support and encouragement. And don't we all need some encouragement and help at times? Then we all need, when we are at a point of exhaustion, when we are overwhelmed by work and family issues and medical situations, when we are faced with difficult decisions to make, then we all need someone to just come and sit with us, to accompany us, to support us, to uphold us, to advise us, to encourage us, to stand in solidarity with us. Well, Jesus promises his disciples that he will continue to be with them, that he will continue to support them, to help them, to comfort them, to stand by their side, especially in a time of great need. The disciples, of course, were anxious. They were fearful about their future. They were unable to see life ahead without their teacher, without their friend, their support system, their spiritual guide. But in what we read today, Jesus assured them that he will continue to be involved in their lives, to guide them, to remind them of their teachings, and to provide for them new opportunities for growth. And he's going to do this through the power of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth. Jesus' disciples from that point do go through many challenges and even suffering. They are filled with great fear and doubt, but they will soon learn that Jesus' words of promise do come true. On the day of resurrection, Jesus himself appears to them and breathes into his disciples the Holy Spirit, and then calls them out into the world to continue to do what Jesus did on the world, to continue to love the world as Jesus loved the world. So he breathes the Holy Spirit and sends them out for them to continue the mission of Jesus in the world. And then on the day of Pentecost, Peter is filled with the Holy Spirit in a time of great confusion for people, and he's able to bring clarity and new understanding, enabling him to share the good news of Jesus Christ. Jesus promised his disciples another advocate, and in that, he was saying that he himself has served as an advocate to them already. And this is the type of God that we have in Jesus, one who comes to us at our aid, one who comes and stands by our side as we go through life challenges in moments of fear and doubt, especially when we think that we are far from God's mercy and grace, perhaps because we have done something so bad that we feel so distant from God. But God has made himself revealed to us, and we know that we have a God who has come to us in Jesus and now through the Holy Spirit to tell us that we are forgiven, that we are loved by God, and that we are God's own family, redeemed by Jesus' sacrifice on the cross. And that is the type of God that Paul was trying to introduce to the people in Athens. In the book of Athens, in our first reading, we see Paul faced with a Greek audience. And he comes to the Areopagus, which was the council of the city's governing authorities. So here we have Paul stepping into a place where there are city officials, authorities, a table where decisions are made for the whole of the community. And so he talks to them about their religious observances. He noticed that they had a God to which they do not have a name, but they worship that God anyway. Well, Paul takes this opportunity to introduce the God that we worship, a God who is not a distant God, or a God who lives in contained spaces within walls, but is a God who has come close to humanity, a living God, a God who lives within us through the power of the Holy Spirit, a God who has come to our aid in Christ Jesus, again, to be with us, to comfort us, to defend us from all evil, to grant us his love and righteousness, to grant us salvation. And because of that, because we have been given salvation, we are now empowered and invited to go out into the world to continue to love others the way Jesus has loved us. Because we have experienced the mercy of God, we are then free to love and to stand also in solidarity with others, of those who are needing encouragement and accompaniment. We are called to be signs of Jesus' love in the world as we go out week after week. So the call for us today is that we serve and as that advocates for others, that we stand on the side of others the way Jesus stands with and for us. Let us be filled today with this living God in Christ Jesus today and always. Amen.